This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Lift your hands. Let's give God praise. Are you glad to have seen 2023? Okay, let's give Him praise. Thank Him. Thank Him. All my life, you have been faithful. We give you praise. Thank you for life. All my life, you have been faithful.
All my life,
you have been so
again, with every breath.
With every breath that I am able,
I will sing
of the goodness
of God. Oh my Lord, you have been faithful.
All my life, you have been faithful.
Jesus, all my life,
all my life, you have been
of God.
Father, we are grateful for 2023. We thank you for the months ahead. We thank you for January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. The end of the year will be better than the beginning. Thank you, Father. As we get into your word, we receive your wisdom. Touch our lives. Let us not be able to recover from this. In Jesus' mighty name. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Maybe you can remain standing. I want to appreciate the opportunity to minister here. This is my fourth WAFBEC. Fourth. And I was privileged to be at the very first one. What a privilege for me. It was a syndicate session. And I think God counted me kind of faithful, and then the second one, and then the third one, and now I'm here, the fourth one. Can you help me appreciate Pastor Kwoju, Pastor Toyin? I celebrate Pastor Kwoju a lot because of the leadership position God has given him in the body of Christ. He doesn't talk about it, but I always trouble him about that. He's a new generation leader. And thank God that the Pentecostal Fellowship has recognized that, and he's our leader. Amen. So if you appreciate that, please put your hands together for Jesus. Pastor Toyin, thanks for your hospitality and kindness. You have made WAFBEC a home for us, whether we are preaching or not preaching. Thank you. We will come again and again. Whether we are preaching or not, and again, and again. Can you appreciate Pastor Toyin very, very well? And all my friends in the house, pastors, apostles, ministers, watching online from all over the world, and everyone that's joined this conference, please put your hands together for yourselves. Hallelujah. Is that the way you celebrate your own self? Amen. You may please have your seat. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get it. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Without wisdom, our Christian life will not be colorful. Without wisdom, you'll be praying that Jesus should come on time. It is the wisdom of God that helps you experience heaven on earth. That's the reason why when Paul was praying for the churches, he says, I pray that you'll be filled with the spirit of wisdom and understanding. In Colossians, he says, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Because you can know the word and not know how to apply it. The beauty of the covenant work or the Christian life is the practical application of God's word. The Bible is a manual. I think I said that the last time. The Bible is a manual. Look at these speakers. These speakers, when these speakers were acquired, a manual would have come with the speakers. Now, it's that manual that helps you to maximize the speakers. Most of our devices will always come with a manual. Have you noticed that the moment you are not conversant with the manual, you struggle with the device? Okay, so without the manual, you cannot maximize the device. Now, the Bible is the manual that was sent after you when you came to the earth. That this is how you live. This is how you maximize your entire life. Now, if the only thing we needed to do was to make heaven, maybe the volume of this Bible would have been lower than that. Maybe just John 3:16 and some verses. Maybe. But the reason the Bible is so voluminous is because it covers every aspect of life. Marriage, finance, health, business, name it, everything. God did not even hide the mistakes of his generals in scriptures. You can see the mistakes of Abraham, of David, so that you have enough to pick from to live a better life. Glory to God. So the more you are conversant with the manual, the better you live on earth. Now, that manual requires the spirit of wisdom for proper application. So you can be a great engineer and be a stupid husband at home. You understand? Because the wisdom for engineering that your career is not the same for marital bliss. You can be a great husband at home and be sacked at work the next Monday. Because doing well at home, loving your wife, is not the same thing as career success. It's like when we were in school, I was in OAU. I remember most of our colleagues, then we used to pray a lot at the sports center. Okay, and now some people pray a lot, but they don't read. You know, just lack of understanding. That the laws for spiritual growth is not the same as the laws for academic excellence. So you can be so anointed as a student and be failing in class. If somebody dies in class, you raise him up. If a fellow student is sick, you heal the sick. But you can fail all the exams. So we have to understand that there are different areas of application of God's word for us to live a robust and balanced life. And any area you neglect might come back to haunt you in the future. So as a minister of the gospel, while I'm trying to develop myself to be a better pastor, a better leader, I have to pay attention to my health, pay attention to the children. At home, I'm not a pastor as it were, I am a father. So I don't get home and behave like we're in church in that sense. I have to play with them, I have to love them so they don't hate Jesus. You understand what I mean by that? Okay, so they can see that they have a father. Okay, you have to attend some of their school stuff. Because the laws for parental excellence is not the same for ministry impact. Okay, so that is how the Bible runs. So you find that Eli, a priest in scripture, was a priest. You know, he didn't fornicate, he didn't do anything bad, but was a very poor dad. Very, very poor. He was so bad that his two sons misbehaved and wrecked the priesthood of his generation. So that's how, when we don't allow a balanced approach to our covenant work, that area can come to haunt. It's like your health. Scripture says, he satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is what? Renewed. But the question is, what good thing? There are some things we eat that are not good things. They are bad things. If you eat those things, your youth will not be renewed. It's the old age that will be enhanced. So, you now ask yourself, what are the good things? What are the good things that will help my health to be renewed? Praise the Lord. I want to talk about speed. The sound of speed. And I'm saying that because while preparing for this conference, the Holy Spirit showed me that people had lost things in the last 3-4 years. You've lost opportunities. You've missed out on some monies. some promotion should have come that you missed out on, and there is that pain. Some even ran to Waffbeck to just, Lord, you got to do something about this. And sometimes people have marital delays, all kinds of delays. You have been married and then something just is delaying you or promoted. So when God comes with an anointing for speed, it's to cover up for what the devil stole. You understand what I'm trying to say? It says, Joel chapter 2, I think verse 25, it says, I will restore to you the years. So that, you know, the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So at times, Satan steals people's time. Somebody's in 2023 and is living a life of 2018. It's possible. You should have been maybe in the chapter 5 of your destiny, so to say, by God's agenda. But something, maybe a mistake you made, and the devil just sneaked in and stole part of that time. And you know there is that agitation in your spirit that this is not how this ministry should be. This is not how this business, you know it. Sometimes you cannot explain it, but you know you're lagging behind. God will cover up for it today in the name of Jesus. One of our pastors in church was trusting God for the fruit of the womb for 9 years. 9 years. And last year we just, you know, just started applying some of the things I'll be sharing. And then the wife got pregnant, you know, and one day he called me and said, Pastor, there's a problem. I said, what kind of problem? That they went to check the scan and it's triplets. And I said, what is the problem? He said, I wasn't expecting three. I said, God is covering up for the 9 years. So some of us here will get double promotion. Amen. Some of us, some monies you missed in the last 5 years, an opportunity will open up and we pay much more than you have lost. I can't hear your amen. Somebody's trusting God to get married. The spouse that will come will be a destiny blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, when Samuel showed up in the life of Anna, it was worth 1,000 children. And then God comes to give us speed just to prove that he's not a man. Very important. An aspect of God, because, you know, gods don't die like men, you know. He wants to just show that I'm not on the realm of the natural. You should be moving at my frequency. He likes to show off with your life. Pastor Andy is here. Thank you for joining. If you're in Abuja, Nigeria. Abuja is in West Africa. Nigeria, West Africa. Now, if you want to walk from Lagos to Abuja, how long will it take? How long to Abuja, Lagos to Abuja? Walking 6 days. 6 days on the internet. 6 days. That's if you're very good, kill. 6 days. If you are going to run, how many days? But of course, you will arrive, but not the same way you left, isn't it? But if you are going with a public vehicle, can you see how it's beginning to... Public vehicle, maybe 13 hours, the stoppage and all those stuff, right? If it is a private vehicle, 9-10 hours. Can you see that? If you're going to fly, 45 minutes. So look at 6 days. To 45 minutes. So some things that cost some people 60 years, somebody else will run it in 16 years. That's how life is. I'm trying to help you understand the blessing of speed. Because even the walking, God created the legs. But even the flying, God created it. So what's your choice? The private vehicle, God provided it. The public one, God provided it. But the flight, God provided it. So what is your choice? You will take a flight this year in the name of Jesus Christ. You will mount up with wings like the eagle in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know the plane looks like the eagle, isn't it? He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Renew their strength, and they will mount up with wings like the eagle. But the cost is different. The the price of a flight is not the same as your leg you used to walk. But on the long run, it's better. Because if you walk from here to there, you might not arrive okay. Especially if you pass some particular places. Don't even arrive. We might have to go and rescue you in a forest. God forbid. So let's look at speed secrets. Speed secrets. Your life will not be slow. Number one, the wind of the Spirit. They that wait upon the Lord, they will renew their strength. There is a wind for you. A direction from God. When the eagle wants to soar, he waits for the right wind going in its direction and then just moves into it. And then it doesn't flap. The wind actually lifts the eagle. There is a direction and instruction for you for this year. Maybe you've gotten it. Stick with it. That is your flight ticket. Whatever it tells you to do, it doesn't sound, it might not be logical. Fill the water pots with water. That is how you fly from water to wine. In an instant. That's a flight. And if you've not had your own direction or instruction, ask him. Now, what is the secret for the year? I want to enjoy your speed. When I was praying for 2023 last year, I was waiting for one big revelation. Lord, speak. And then he said, study to be quiet and mind your business. I said, eh? That's the Thessalonians. So I need you to mind your business a lot this year. So when Pastor was preaching yesterday about removing, what they call this thing, newspaper, social media, I understood it very well. There are many things that doesn't coin. Oh, sorry. There are many things that it doesn't concern you. And you will stay on it for 1 hour. Whoever wins election in February, my life will never go down. You are not a journalist, though. Remember that. Distractions, honestly matter. Things that if you talk for 2 weeks, you can't change. Distracting you from what you can really change on your knees in studying. Study to be quiet and mind your business. I want you to put your mind in the assignment I give to you more. That's part of my own instruction. Your own might be to forgive your mother-in-law. Now you have been holding on to her for the last 5 years. That if you don't let her go, your flight won't take off. You will not miss it in Jesus' name. He said, I'm the Lord that teaches you to profit and lead you in the way that you should go. So there's a leading that commands profitable life. And then the next thing is, it's as simple as asking God for speed. I saw something in Genesis 24. Abraham asked his chief of staff to look for a wife for Isaac, his only begotten son. That's a lot of work. To come to Lagos, for instance, and say, look for a wife for somebody. That can take you a whole year, isn't it? You do Project Fame, you shortlist them to like 2,000, and then Abraham will call you after 6 months. How far? Oh God, the ladies are plenty in this town. But we are now up to 200, and they keep interviewing. You can do 3 years. But the guy did something in verse 12. If you can help me with verse 12 in KJV. He said, oh Lord God of my master, send me what? Good speed. I don't want to waste my life here. I don't want to waste time interviewing that, interviewing this. In your business, you will not waste time. One client can make the difference this year. One right door can change your story. He said, oh Lord God of my master Abraham, send me good speed. All over the world, lift your right hand. Can we just pray that prayer for 2023? Father, I stand. I am the seed of Abraham. And not even a servant. Send me good speed concerning my career, my business, my quest in you. Send me good speed. Halabatora karabatasa. Mendora kasa. I stand as a covenant child. I stand on the frequency of the covenant. I will not run helter-skelter. I will not waste 2023. I will hit it right. I will hit it well. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will send you good speed this year. You will hit it right on time in the name of Jesus Christ. By December of the year, when you look back, you will not say it's a wasted year in any way. And anyone sent to waste your time like Laban, I eject them from your path in the name of Jesus. Let's have our seat. Do you know, sir, that the only lady he spoke to was the right one? Abba. When he prayed that prayer, Rebecca showed up. Not talking to all the women at the well. Everywhere. Date one, day two, day three, date four. And then just the right person. As he finished praying, Rebecca showed up and then she talked to her and then they went home. Sir, by the next morning, he was on his way back. That is speed. Ask God to send you good speed. Ask him that his right hand should rest on you. That hand was upon a man called Elijah. He outran the chariots of Ahab. He said to her, King, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. 1 Kings 18:44. I hear, take off, sir, take off. And you can imagine the chariot of the king. And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, behold, there arises a little cloud of the sea, like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot, a chariot, and get it down that the rain stop thee not. Next. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and winds, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand, somebody said the hand. Oh, say the hand. That is what the scripture says. The hand of the Lord was on who? And he gathered up his loins and ran ahead. He got to the place before chariot. Can we have this in NLT? Then the Lord gave special strength. That means the hand of the Lord gives strength. He tucked his cloak into his belt and ran ahead of the chariot. Lift your right hand. Lord, let your right hand rest upon Yemi David. Measure your name, as it was upon Elijah. Let it accelerate my steps this year. I am a covenant child. Oh, Rabosa, in my ministry endeavors, evangelistic endeavors, production and everything, let your right hand, the right hand of the Lord, do it valiantly. Oh, Rabosa, Clabreditoko. Father, your right hand, let it rest upon our children in their education. Your right hand, because we are covenant children. Your right hand, your right hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the first thing is the wind of the Spirit. The second is ask God. Then the third one is ask man. Everything you are looking for is inside somebody. Everything you need in this world is inside somebody's heart. Waiting to be dug out. One counselor can change your story in a week. One counsel. The more you counsel, there is safety. I shared this story last time I was ministering about when I was on campus, when the Holy Spirit said, when you get to the second year, ask those in the third year how they succeeded and failed so you can learn. Then when you get to the third year, ask those in the, so you can learn from them. So there was a particular time, I think, almost a whole class failed an exam. So I went to ask them, what happened? They said it's the lecturer that attendance, that I should not play with his attendance. Very simple statement, because I asked. And the lecture of that man is Friday, it's 4 p.m. So many students from Ife in those days, Ile Ife is in Southwest, right? So Friday, we just traveled to Lagos. So one day we came to class. And then the class was scanty. And he said, oh yeah, attendance, that you came for this class. So he gave us 5 marks each. Thank God for that counsel. So at the end of the semester, we know we didn't do any test, no assignment, no term paper. It just multiplied it by 8. 8. That's 40. I had 36 over 60 in the exam, which was very low for me at that time. 36 plus 40 is 76. Now, I had friends that had 38 in exam, but they traveled that day. They traveled. 38 plus 0. So somebody has an A, not because it's matter, counsel. And that's how life is with marriage. Somebody is saying marriage is a horrible thing. Marriage, all men are, all ladies are, and somebody else is thanking God for his husband. Thank God for marriage. Go and ask. Go and ask. You're an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. Go and ask those who have been entrepreneuring ahead of you. Babachi Goze on your street, eh? That now has shops all over. Go and meet him. How did, stop sitting there. I have 2 master's degree. Nigeria does not add up to those things, oh. Go and ask him, how did you scale up? You are getting married. Don't focus on the day and the cake. Focus on the life. Go and ask those who have been married for 30 years. Mama, how did you stay with this man for 30 years? And she will tell you, you need the fruit of patience. Ask. Ask. I was flying to Chicago to preach in a meeting from Ontario, Canada. So my own mind is that Canada is one nation. Chicago is another nation. So I booked the ticket. The ticket was supposed to be for like 3 or 4 hours. And I was excited. Just to move there, 4 hours. I was excited. 4 hours. I now called my host, Dr. Kyle Regisson. I said, I bought the ticket. I don't bother buying the ticket. He said, no, let me see the ticket. When he saw the ticket, he started calling me. I started laughing. I said, no problem. He said, where you are coming from to here is 1 hour trip. One hour trip from Toronto to Chicago is 1 hour. I was rejoicing over 4 hours. He said, the ticket you bought, you will fly over Chicago, stop over somewhere, then I'll fly you back to Chicago. That's how some people live their lives, though. But ask, tell your neighbor, ask. Ask your mom, ask your friend, ask him. It will rescue you. Let me show you a scripture. Proverbs 20, I think verse 5. Proverbs 20 verse 5. I have been blessed in ministry because I just chose to ask. Look at this scripture. Counsel in the heart of man is like what? But a man of what? There are things you need in people that you need skill to bring it out. I told myself about you before this session. I said, the things you don't say on this stage are more than what you say. Every great man has things. They have things inside that only wise people will bring it up. Can we have that verse in ERV and NLT? The real secret of business, the real secret of making it, the person needs to check you very well before they tell you. What's up, everybody? So when I say ask, there are levels of asking. Please, can I have that 2025 in NLT or ERV? There are people you have to sit down with before Easter and ask, how did you survive this country, sir? He says, though good advice, what? A person of what? ERV, if you have ERV. The real advice that will make the difference. That's why they will ask you, are you ready? Look at this verse, version. Getting information from someone can be what? If many people are not that smart. You need humility. You don't go and meet your pastor and say, God said to me. So what should the man of God say to you? You said to him, God said to you. He will tell you, I agree with God. Even if God said to you, you don't approach your pastor and say, God said, this is what I'm feeling, sir, but I need your counsel. That's humility. It's those who are humble that they, when they ask for road, they tell them the road. Not proving that I know it, just add your own. No, it takes humility. If I have to ask Pastor Poju for some ministry stuff now, you gotta come down. Don't say we're in Lagos together. I want to, in Lagos together. Do you know how many years has counted in Lagos? You ask with humility. Humility. You ask with honor. You live it. You honor the people you honor. Even when you don't need the counsel, they will give you. Then confidentiality. Those real keys should not be found on the street. So when they tell you some things and they find that you are propagating unnecessarily, you shut the door. There are things I've heard from my own pastor. Heavy things about this nation, about the Church of Jesus Christ that I've not said to anybody. Some will come out in 10 years' time. Confidentiality. Some of us talk too much. Talk too much. And what the person told you privately is hearing it in the reception. Proverbs 18:16. Another way you get things from men God sent to you, especially counsel that will give you speed, is gift giving. I used to read this scripture. It says a man's gift, what? I just believe it's spiritual gift. Upon closer observation, it's not spiritual gift, though. It's gift. Gift. Your kids, most of our kids are resuming school on Monday, 9th. Send a gift to your child's teacher. Just appreciate him or her, and then they will not flog your child to death. Even when they have to flog, even if the flogging will be with love. There are some floggings we received. You can tell the person hates you in the first place. Maybe you are resuming work tomorrow or Monday morning. Buy a gift for your boss. Maybe they can remove your name from the sack list. Maybe. This is what the devil picked up and perverted into bribery and corruption. And it's working for the world. They are using it well. Somebody has been leading you for years. Not one gift. Your boss should have things in his wardrobe that when he sees it, your name comes up. Are you hearing me? Now, I'm not saying you should manipulate or do it carnally. No. You do it out of love. Out of cuts. Can we have that verse in Amplified? I beg you. If you are stingy, you have no future in the kingdom or in the world. Is that Amplified? That doesn't look Amplified. Is that Amplified? Okay, maybe the classic, but it doesn't look Amplified. Or another Amplified. I know the word I'm looking at for. Zekalabat. That's another one. Maybe I missed it myself. It says, a man's gift to show love and courtesy. You know what you would do? That verse, just be, any version you see, just be showing it. And we'll see some things. A man's gift, it's Amplified, but latest edition. Or recent edition. A man's gift, given in what? Or makes? Please, any other version. Just be going there. So, you need to be proficient in it. It's not that you have to be proficient in it. Giving a gift can what? It does what? I learned a lot when I was on campus, and it helped our ministry work. There was an Islamic lecturer that hated Christians in my set, and I was not a pastor. Can you imagine the problem as a pastor of the fellowship? So I was wondering, and I must pass this man's test. I mean, his course. So when I traveled to Lagos from Ife, God said, when you are going back, buy him bread and a bottle of non-alcoholic wine. So I bought it. I got to school the next week. I went to see him in the office. I said, sir, I traveled last week. I just felt I should buy this for you. He was shocked. He said, what's your matric number? '93, '17, '35. I passed all his courses. Now, it doesn't mean you won't read, though. You understand what I'm trying to say? But so that your reading can make meaning. Husbands, buy gift for your wife. Don't say, I pay money for diesel, I pay money for... Buy gift for your wife. So when you come home and you need to be ministered to, it will be willing, it will be ready, it will be from the gate. Wives, buy gifts for your husband. Surprise him. And then before you ask, he has given money. Okay, I should preach. Wives, buy gifts for your husband. We are trying, please don't wait until wedding anniversary or birthday. Do a surprise gift, and it will amaze you how many vacations you have this year. Wind of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, thank you. Ask God for speed. Ask man. I think we've been able to deal with ask man. Let me close with angel power. Angel power. Pastor Tony, that story, let's go to Genesis 24 verse 12. That story of Abraham asking Eliezer, the chief of staff, to go and look for a wife, you know. God said, I should go back to it. You know, he prayed for speed. Let's go to verse 12. Genesis 24. They said, and he said, oh, look at my master Abraham, please give me KJV. Give me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Next one. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughter of the men of come out to draw water. Okay, go ahead. And let it come to pass that the damsel whom I shall say, blah, 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 blah. Verse 15. And it came to pass before what? That the woman showed up. So I looked at it. Is it that servant is a prayer warrior? God said, no. Yes, he prays well. But go to verse 7. Something happened in verse 7. Abraham had prayed. He said, the Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kingdom, which spake unto thee, that swear unto me, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his... Can we have this in NLT, quickly. Okay, let me. Go back to that verse. Now, the servant was asking Abraham, what if the woman does not agree, you know, like on time? He says, if she's unwilling to come back with you, then you are free from this oath of mine. But under no circumstance, I used to take my son there. Now look at the prayer now prayed. He said, for the Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and my native land, solemnly promised to give this land to my descendants, he will, his angel what? Before the servant got there, angel had perished. That was why before he finished praying, the woman already showed up. While he was still traveling, the angel had gone to meet Rebecca. It's time to go to the well. Rebecca said, mommy said I should cook stew. Angel said, no. No be stew. It's well. It's well. Equidistance. Measuring the time the servant will arrive. And then the rubber meets the road. You have to pray today that before you enter February, angel must go ahead. Before you enter March, angel must go ahead and sort things out. So by the time you arrived, everything will be sorted out. Are you ready to pray? Rise up on your feet. Monday, just, and thankfully we had a very powerful session, one of my best sessions, Pastor Paul's session yesterday, talking about declaring. One of the major things you do when you declare is to send angels on errand. They are our ministering spirits. I'm too glad that there are spirits protecting you. Spirits! They don't sleep. Distance does not bother them. That thing you have to do in September is better you send an angel ahead. That is our advantage as kingdom people. Before you enter Easter, some things should be sorted out, making every crooked path straight. They release favor. They cancel out demons. You know, before those soldiers came to attack the land, an angel told Joseph, move Jesus out. So Satan and demons are too slow. They are not your match. They were still going from the battalion and going to kill the children. The person to kill had moved out. That's how dumb the devil can be. But you must release your angels. First, thank God for the ministry of angels. Lift your voices. Thank God for the ministry of angels. Lord, you have not left me on the earth. I'm a kingdom citizen. It's too adequate, sufficient for me. Oh, and then begin to release the angels. I don't know what you want to do in March or even this January concerning your ministry, concerning your business, your career, your admissions. That project concern, they are the ones that bring in financial harvest. Lift your voices from all over the world. Let the year be sorted out by the active ministry of angels. Tell them what to do. They hearken to the voice of God's word. Ayalada, marana, sakana, brother, release them in the name of Jesus. I send you forth concerning my daughter's admission in September. Help me to sort it out. Every bottleneck, remove them. Arabatosa, concerning this project in Sweden, this project in Canada, Radabota, angels, I release you to help me sort it out. This is what I desire. Later, God delights in the prosperity of his children. So therefore, I release you to bring harvest. I receive financial harvest. Mandoro Sakalabaya. Make sure you are releasing them by faith. You are making declarations. You are making declarations concerning your life. Our tomorrow is all right. Angels are working for us. Mangalaya. Akarabo sata. Oroba satala. Balada tokasada. Merizura balada tezina. Let's begin to give thanks to God. All my life you have been faithful. Let's give him worship. What a beautiful day. Erabo satala barakata kata. Marata sora kaprakata kata kata kata.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.